they would probably still let you trade a one-day pass in for a three-day pass, just so you could say that you were part of the whole festival. We'll increase our revenues, and I have no shame. This is my 25th year. Our children all celebrated pretty much their first birthdays at this folk festival, and we would like to keep coming another 25 years. The old marble stage not only brings you the heart of the new of the Florida Folk Festival, but we also bring you performers who we hope will stay with us for many years to come, and who come to us, and we also allow them to go on to the big stage, because we think we are the main stage here at White Springs. And we are really excited that for the next little while you're going to be able to hear from Mike Seeger. He's been nominated for Grammy 5 times, does old time music. He records with the Smithsonian Folkways. And I want you to listen, enjoy, and stay with us.
That's the quills, which is basically a bunch of panpipes, and the banjo. It's a combination that I've not heard anywhere else, but I'm sure it existed back in old days, and if it didn't then, it's existing now. I love old-time music, as you might guess from that song, and will certainly know after a few more. And I like to try to play it on some of the old-time instruments. And so I thought I'd play a couple things for you on the gourd banjo. Now, this is patterned after the ones that came over from Africa in the 1617, early 1800s. And whenever I'm through playing it, I always let the strings down a little bit and let the bridge down, because one of the old-time banjo players I met from Mississippi, this black guy in his 80s, he always did that, and I figured there must have been a reason. I'm not just sure what it was, but it seems to make sense for me, especially when you're playing an instrument with gut strings. They don't, they tend to deteriorate if they're under tension all the time, so I let the strings down. They're made of lamb gut, somebody was asking, and they're very finely made for lute players, but in the old days, folks could just make those strings like they made the rest of the instrument. It's a basket gourd, well, with a little bit of help. Actually, that was just grown. And then you sliced off the top and stretched an animal skin across the top, and folks used to know how to get the animal skins all fixed up to get the hair off of it and get them kind of neatened up a little bit. And a single piece of wood going through there, no frets, and so it plays any note, all the notes between the notes on the piano, and anyone you can sing, you can find on the banjo. This piece I'm going to do here for you, I thought I'd let you know a little bit about that, because folks are always asking about a little bit about the gourd instrument. I'm going to use an armrest that I have here. A friend of mine, an old-time banjo player from Virginia. I live in Virginia, Rockbridge County, Virginia. We were at the Galax Fiddlers Convention. About 35 years ago. He said, you know, Mike, those old primitive Baptist hymns, they make awful good banjo tunes. Now, banjo players are not supposed to be religious, and so I'm not exactly sure how he came on this knowledge. But I think he might have got it from Tommy Jarrell, who's an old-time fiddle and banjo player, who sang this song and played it on the fiddle. And it does make a pretty good banjo tune. I won't play it too long because it's just the same tune over and over again, but I like that. You know, you can let folks know the tune and something like that. Okay, here we go with Sorrows Encompass Me Around. Notice the banjo was in a different tuning towards the end of the song than at the beginning. And now, part of that is that the strings just stretch when you tune them up from a lower pitch. But part of it is just part of it's just the qualities of the banjo are kind of like a hygrometer, a humidity gauge. And so while the skin is going up and down because of the moisture in the air, and the strings are taking on moisture from the air. The strings are constantly going out of tune, so you have to play your tunes kind of short. Except for this one. I'm trying to find the right pitch for my singing here. This song comes from the singing of a black guy who was from Hollins, Virginia, born around 1890. Now, Hollins, Virginia is just not too far from Roanoke, Virginia, just below the Shenandoah Valley. And he was a remarkable banjo player and storyteller and had a great repertoire, kind of rough in his mid-80s when he was recorded, and that's how I heard him. A friend of mine recorded him. Now he played it on a master tone banjo, a bluegrass type banjo, because that's what he had. Banjo players spend half their life tuning and the other half of their life playing out of tune. And this is a piece he called. It's kind of a banjo song becoming the blues. The banjo was really an African instrument and then an African American instrument. And so a lot of African slaves, enslaved people came to this country and they played the banjo and they played drums, sang a lot, and very quickly started playing the fiddle. But the guitar didn't come into the scene until the late 1800s. And so this is maybe one of the last kind of banjo tunes that might have led into the blues. From the singing of Josh Thomas. Oh, you banjo roustabout, when you're going to the shore, I've got a good gal on that other side, baby, don't you want to go? If I had a pair of wings like old Nora's dove, I'd sail from pie to pie, mourning for my own true love. Brittle little feet, and who's gonna glove your hand, and who's gonna do your rock-a-bye when your man's in the distant land? What my mama said, I wouldn't have been here today. But me being young and foolish too, women led me astray. My wife lived home last night, I'll tell you where I found her. Lying down in the pines, a gang of boys around her. Well, that's that, folks. Some was hugging and some was kissing and some was kneeling down. The bridge just flopped over. It's nothing serious, but it kind of brought an end to that piece. Josh Thomas wouldn't ever had that happen. I thought I'd play you a piece on the Jew's harp here, the old-time Jew's harp, and give you some of the farthest back kind of sounds that we would have ever had in this country. When English people came to this country, they had a unique instrument, and this was it. used to be our country's most popular instrument because it was so inexpensive, and blacksmiths could make them, and you could put it in your pocket and carry it with you. And if you want to just play free-form music, you can do that on it. But if you tell your friends what you're going to do with it before they tell you what to do with it, you can say, well, I'm going to play you a fiddle tune, and I'm going to play you a piece called I'll Never Forget Oh What's Her Name, or I've Enjoyed As Much of This as I Can Stand, or some heart song like that. And you could play them something like this, and if they knew it and you knew it, and you could kind of imagine that what was going on at the time. Choked on chicken and gravy. Davy, Davy, poor old Davy, he got choked on chicken and gravy. The Jew's harp, or as the Scotch people used to call it, the trump. That's a much nicer name than Jew's harp. And jaw harp, well, some folks say that that was a name for it, but really the name for it amongst some people was the juice harp, because if you cut your tongue on it, the red juice, you know, or some people just have a little coming out of their mouth anyway, you know, if you're not careful. So you can have a lot of fun with those. And actually, some people actually call it music. I do. This one's more dependable than the other one. And that's one of the reasons that people designed these banjos with lots of metal on them. And this one's more like the banjos that are used in today's old-time music or in bluegrass music, too, if you put a resonator on the back of it and put a big tone ring inside and put on your picks, you know. You can play a lot louder, and you have these steel strings, which give a much louder, more aggressive sound. Let's see. How many of you seen Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? I've never seen it. We live in a little town. We live in a little town of 6,000 people, and it came to town for a couple of days, and that was it. And I haven't got it out of the, the video store yet. So I understand that "Oh Death" was sung in that song by Ralph Stanley. Isn't it wonderful that he got a Grammy for that? Fantastic. But in the film, did he sing all the verses? Did he sing a bunch of verses to it? Did it go on a long time? Or did he just sing about maybe for a half a minute? You want to really get in the graveyard today? Well, this is the whole thing. And I think this might have been where Ralph learned it, from a fellow named Doc Boggs, who was from Virginia. Let's see. Doc Boggs had a very unusual style of singing and playing the banjo. It sounded real primitive, but he was very thoughtful. He liked to have a good time. He liked to test his wits and his strength and drinking ability. And he lived into his early 70s. That's pretty good if you're a miner and end up a coal miner and end up at 71 with all 10 fingers and your wits. That's pretty amazing right there. And he sang this song. Oh, Death. And if you just want to sing along on the chorus, we can make it real creepy. I wish you could have heard Doc do this at Newport Folk Festival. Alone on the stage, never having played for more than maybe 200 or 300 people at the most. He was in front of 10 or 15,000 people, all by himself singing this song. The age of 65, and the fog was rolling in off of the big creek up there in Rhode Island, and the red and blue lights playing on the fog. It just looked like it really belonged. What is this that I can see with icy hands taking hold on me? I am death and none can excel. I'll open the doors to heaven or hell. Oh, death, can't you spare me over till another year? Oh, death, please spare me over till another year. Oh, death, someone would pray, couldn't you call some other day? God's children prayed, the preachers preach, the time of mercy is out of your reach. Oh, death, can't you spare me over till another year? Oh, death, please spare me over till another year. Oh, death, please consider my age. Please don't take me at this stage. My wealth is all at your command if you move your icy hand. Oh, the young, the rich, the poor are all alike with me, you know. No wealth, no land, no silver, no gold. Nothing satisfies me but your soul. Oh, death, please spare me over till another year. I come to claim the soul and leave the body and leave it cold. To drop the flesh off of the frame, the earth and worms both have a blame. I'll fix your feet so you can't walk. I'll lock your jaws so you can't talk. I'll close your eyes so you can't see this very hour. Come go with me. Oh, death, please spare me over till another year. Oh, death, can't you spare me over till another year? Mother, come to my bed, place a cold towel upon my head. My head is cold, my feet are hot, my breath is moving on my soul. How you treating me? You've closed my eyes so I can't see. You've hurt my body, you've made me cold. You've ruled a life right out of my soul. Oh, death, can't you spare me over till another year? Thank you. I'd like to do one more song for you, and this is from North Tennessee. It's called The Lost Gander. Just a nice banjo tune. Every time I tune to this tuning, I have to think of the way I tell people what tuning it's in. It's F sharp dead tuning. It's a good piece to follow that last song with. Better than some of the other songs, which are like it. Oh, Lovely Appearance of Death. My Buried Friends. I'll have those ready for you next time I see you. All right, here we go with Lost Gander. Thank you, folks.